96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Spring weight restrictions are ending today for northern Wisconsin highways. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says that spring thaw and posted road restrictions were lifted for Zone 1 and Zone 2 as warmer weather moves into the region. That includes much of northern Wisconsin from the Lake Superior region down into central parts of the state. Officials say these limits are put in place each spring to protect roads that are most vulnerable to damage as frost leaves the ground. Class 2 highways, covering about 1,400 miles statewide, are especially susceptible to wear from heavy trucks during the thaw. While state highway restrictions are now lifted, drivers should keep in mind that local roads may still have limits in place. Counties, towns, and municipalities decide when to post or remove their own restrictions. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials say an interactive map is available online for the latest updates, and haulers with questions can contact the department's oversize and overweight permits office. A hands-on summer camp aimed at introducing young girls to careers in emergency medical services is returning to northern Wisconsin. The 10th annual Rescue Divas Camp will be held August 2nd through the 6th at Crosswoods Camp in Mason. The program is open to 20 girls from northwest Wisconsin entering grades 6 through 8. Participants will take part in activities designed to build confidence and leadership skills while learning real-world emergency response techniques. Training includes CPR, first aid, stop the bleed training, search and rescue, and hands-on emergency scenarios alongside first responders. Organizers say the goal is to inspire the next generation of EMS professionals and help address ongoing workforce shortages in the field. The cost to attend is $50, with most expenses covered by sponsors, and applications are due May 29th. For more information or to apply, visit rescuedivas.org or check the program's Facebook page. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging private well owners to consider testing their drinking water after periods of heavy rain or flooding. Officials say recent rainfall across the state can impact water quality, as floodwaters and runoff may introduce bacteria and other contaminants into private wells. Wells in basements, pits, or low-lying areas are especially at risk. The DNR says anyone who experiences flooding or notices changes in taste, color, or sediment should assume their well may be contaminated. They say well owners should stop drinking the water and switch to a safe source, have the well professionally disinfected, and then test it before using it again. For those on public water systems, officials say supplies are treated and monitored, but anyone with concerns should contact their local water utility. More information is available on the DNR's website, including guidance on testing and disinfecting wells after flood events. Bayfield County health officials say emergency visits for tick bites are rising faster this year compared to last year. In a social media post showing recent data, the health department says tick activity continues to increase in the region, along with growing concern about tick-borne diseases. Officials say tick-borne illnesses in Wisconsin can include Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, babesiosis, and Powassan virus. They say that while many tick-borne diseases can be treated with antibiotics if caught early, Powassan virus has no specific treatment. Health officials are urging residents and visitors to take precautions when spending time outdoors, especially while gardening, doing yard work, or recreating outside. They recommend wearing insect repellent, staying on trails, checking your body for ticks after being outside, and showering within 2 hours of coming indoors. They also suggest drying clothing on high heat after outdoor activity and checking pets regularly. More information and prevention tips are available through the Bayfield County Health Department and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Spring weight restrictions are ending today for northern Wisconsin highways. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says that spring thaw and posted road restrictions were lifted for Zone 1 and Zone 2 as warmer weather moves into the region. That includes much of northern Wisconsin from the Lake Superior region down into central parts of the state. Officials say these limits are put in place each spring to protect roads that are most vulnerable to damage as frost leaves the ground. Class 2 highways covering about 1,400 miles statewide are especially susceptible to wear from heavy trucks during the thaw. While state highway restrictions are now lifted, drivers should keep in mind that local roads may still have limits in place. Counties, towns, and municipalities decide when to post or remove their own restrictions. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials say an interactive map is available online for the latest updates, and haulers with questions can contact the department's oversize and overweight permits office. A hands-on summer camp aimed at introducing young girls to careers in emergency medical services is returning to northern Wisconsin. The 10th annual Rescue Divas Camp will be held August 2nd through the 6th at Crosswoods Camp in Mason. The program is open to 20 girls from northwest Wisconsin entering grades 6 through 8. Participants will take part in activities designed to build confidence and leadership skills while learning real-world emergency response techniques. Training includes CPR, first aid, stop the bleed training, search and rescue, and hands-on emergency scenarios alongside first responders. Organizers say the goal is to inspire the next generation of EMS professionals and help address ongoing workforce shortages in the field. The cost to attend is $50, with most expenses covered by sponsors, and applications are due May 29th. For more information or to apply, visit rescuedivas.org or check the program's Facebook page. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is asking FEMA to step in after April storms caused serious damage across the state. Governor Tony Evers says a federal damage assessment is the next step toward disaster aid, and state officials believe the losses are high enough to qualify. The request comes as Wisconsin is still waiting for help from an earlier round of flooding that the Trump administration declined to cover. Gas prices are at a four-year high in Wisconsin. The national average yesterday was $4.21, which is 21 cents higher than a week ago. In Wisconsin, the state average is $3.96, but some local counties are paying more. Gas Buddy shows Oconto, Manitowoc, and Fond du Lac counties are all averaging over $4 for a gallon of regular gas. And nearly 1,000 beagles could soon leave Ridgeland Farms in Dane County in a deal with a rescue group. Big Dog Ranch Rescue says it reached an agreement to take in the dogs, who will first get medical exams, microchips, and vaccinations. The rescue says many will then be placed with other groups across the country, while activists continue pushing for all the dogs to be removed. Activists at one point attempted a break-in at the facility, and several were arrested. The company is licensed by state and federal agriculture officials and says its research helps improve veterinary medicine. The 2025 court settlement required it to stop breeding dogs for biomedical research. A court filing says UW-Madison may have to cut as many as 160 jobs if USDA funding does not come through soon. According to the Cap Times, university officials say the loss would affect extension programs and more. Leaders say the university is reviewing new federal rules before accepting more money. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and D-backs go to battle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three of the Diamondbacks and Brewers today at American Family Field. The Brewers losing 6-2 last night as starter Brandon Sproat got off to a good start before the wheels came off in the fourth. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he ticked down a little bit. You could see he ticked down a little bit, and, you know, they were ready for what they were ready for. They were on it.
Sproat gave up four runs on six hits in four and a third innings. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice. For the first time since 1978, Wisconsin had no players taken this year in the NFL draft.
Disappointing, but it's also a realization. It is what it is, but I think there is some realization that I want to make sure these guys in this program understand and know. It's not, hey, that's not right. It should have been this. It should know that, okay, that's the realization of where we are. And we got to change.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports on Mike Clemens.
We could catch an isolated flurry or sprinkle today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 47 on Saturday. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.